Here's the truth. You don't really get what you want. You get what you assume to be true. And once you learn about that and learn how to use it to your advantage, you will become unstoppable. The reason you don't have what you want right now is because you're not internally in harmony with it. Because if you were, you would have what you want. Welcome back to The Creation of Her. We talk about glow ups, manifestation, law of assumption, relationships, productivity, finances, money, career, everything under the sun so that I can achieve that goal for you. But I can't achieve that goal alone. We have to both be in it to win it. If that sounds like your vibe, make sure to follow, subscribe so you can hear more from me. I come out with new episodes every single week. Let's get into today's episode. So part one, what in the world is law of assumption, right? Everyone talks about law of manifestation, all right? We hear that all the time, but there are so many laws of the universe. And if you just use law of manifestation alone, you're probably not going to be the master manifestor that you want to be. And in all honesty, when it comes to getting things that I want, maybe I just understand this law better, or it's easier for me to implement, or it just makes more sense. But this is the one that does it for me. So the law of assumption was coined, let's say, by Neville Goddard. And they say, whatever you assume to be true becomes your reality. So your beliefs, whether they're conscious or subconscious, shape your reality. And the thing about manifesting and assuming is that you're always manifesting and assuming, whether that's intentionally or not. Since the day we're born, we're always manifesting. So why not be a conscious creator? You have to think of your assumptions like invisible scripts. If you keep telling yourself that you're unlucky in love or bad with money, your mind and your actions will follow that script. They will put situations in your life and they will find out all the flags that prove that to be true, because that is simply how our psychology works. But if you actively change the assumption, the whole story can change. And the way that you know what your personal assumptions are is simply by listening to the thoughts and the messages that you repeat to yourself in your head, such as men are trash. Oh, that person can get that success, but not me. I'm special. I'm different. I can't reach that level of success. Or I come from such and such background, so I just can't have it like them. Or I'm just so obsessed with food, I can't achieve the dream body that I want. These are all scripts that you make in your head. They are not proven to be true. They are just your own scripts. And if you slow down and listen enough to hear what's going on in your head, you will become aware of your own scripts. And in order to change those scripts that you have in your head, there's two things that you have to do. Now, this is for beginners, so I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. And I think that so many people online make these kinds of topics like much more complicated than they need to be. I don't know if it's because they're trying to get more content or whatever the case, but I promise you, if you make it simple, it can be very simple. There's two things you need to do. One, you have to acknowledge the fact that you are conscious and that you are in control of your scripts and your thoughts. I'm going to give you a very simple way to be aware of this. This, I think it's honestly becoming a trend. I've heard it like maybe a couple years ago, but now it's like resurfacing the internet. But basically, let's do a simple little whisper your name in your head right now. You whispered it to yourself, right? Okay, now scream your name in your head right now. Did you just see how you have control of what's going on in your head? How you can manipulate what's going on in your head? You're conscious and you're in control of your thoughts. Now, yes, random thoughts pop up. That's your subconscious programming, but you have the conscious awareness and the conscious capability to change it. And step number two, you need to become aware. How do you do that? You become aware by studying and by reducing distractions. When you're ready to change something about yourself, to call in a certain desire, and you are ready to use the law of assumption to manifest, to be aware of your thoughts that are flowing in, out, and through you, you need to, one, become very aware by reducing distractions. For example, we always have something in the background, like music playing at the gym, we bring our phone everywhere, we're going from one activity to the next. In a time where you're trying to listen to the past programming and actively change it, you're gonna need to have some moments in your day, whether it's getting rid of music at the gym or when you're working out or going on a walk without any music or podcasts, or just simply moving slower so you can mentally become aware. That is how you kind of like get rid of distractions so you can understand what's going on in your head. And secondly, you become more aware by studying what it is that you want. For example, let's say you are trying to change your entire persona. So instead of just watching this one video on law of assumption, you start to become obsessed with it. And every single day you're studying the law of assumption. You're watching a new video on law of assumption, listening to a new podcast, reading a new thing. Or let's say you're trying to be more successful in a certain industry or a certain online side hustle or whatever that you're starting. You are going to have to study people that came from the same background as you or similar backgrounds ones that were able to reach that certain success. So instead of watching that one video on the guy who has what you want, you're going to go back and every single day you're going to study that guy's content. You are going to curate your feed or what, however it is that you consume content, to show you that this certain possibility is possible for you. It's the gift of repetition, and that's how we get things in our subconscious mind and how we continually become aware of it. Because it's very easy to hear certain information, you're like, oh my god, my world just changed, my paradigm just shifted, like da da da, like this makes so much sense, and then you just go on with your daily life, and then over time you kind of like forget about it. No, like you need to have the certain repetition to become aware. I'm going to give you guys an example. So on March 15th, I started reading this book called Change Your Paradigm, Change Your Life. And it's a life-changing book. It teaches you how basically like the law of assumption, our paradigms, how our belief system shapes our lives and all of these things. And I could have read it once and been like, wow, that was so life-changing. And then I go on with the same beliefs and the same life and whatever, and not really changing what it is I want to change. But instead, through studying and through repetition, I have listened, well, I haven't read it, I've like been listening to the audiobook maybe like 7 times in a row. Every single day I commit to 30 minutes of listening to this book. I started March 15th. It's like almost the end of May. So I've gone through this book like maybe six or seven times, and I'm still going and I'm still not stopping. And every single time I listen to the book, it gets more ingrained. I start seeing changes in my actual 3D life, and I don't have an excuse to forget all these amazing things that I learned because I made a commitment to studying and consciously becoming aware of it every single day. And it's through the repetition that things become ingrained in our mind and we develop new belief systems. So if you want to change your script, one, you acknowledge the fact that you're conscious and that you have control over your beliefs if you try. And two, you need to become aware through studying and through reducing distractions. Now, part number two, the formula for using it. So we more or less understand the law of assumption, right? What you assume to be true will become true. If I tell myself every single day I make $1,000 a day and I'm persistent with that belief and I try and believe it every day until I truly believe it to my core, eventually that will become my reality. That is like in basic terms, the law of assumption. Super basic example, but let me give you the blueprint. So I have researched, come up with a 4-step formula for you to use the law of assumption to get what you want. Step one, obviously you have to decide what you want, and you need to be clear. Is it a job? Is it a relationship? Is it a new level of confidence? Is it a better body? Is it regained health? You need to decide what you want, and you need to be clear. And do not overthink the how. That is not your job right now. That will hold you back. If you overthink the how, that will always hold you back in manifestation. Because the reality is, if you knew exactly how things would unfold, you would already have that thing. A lot of times, things are going to unfold way better than you expected, and you need to give room for God or the universe to let things unfold in the best possible way for you. And sometimes it's going to be a lot more fun than you expected, or just different, like certain circumstances that you couldn't have thought of had to go down for you to get what you want. When do things ever go exactly to plan? Like, let's be real. So decide what you want. Do not think about the how. Do not think about the path to get there. Just decide the end goal that you want and be clear. If it's a relationship, what does that relationship look like? What does it feel like? How is that partner like with you? How are you towards them? Be clear as to what it is that you want and how it feels in your body. That's key. Step number two, you have to ask yourself, who would I be if I already had it? So if you had that relationship, if you had that body, if you had that job, that career, how would she feel waking up? What feelings would go through your body as soon as you wake up in your morning routine? How would you feel waking up and getting ready for a day where this is your reality? How would her self-talk sound like? If you had that relationship, would you keep telling yourself in your head, oh, I'm so lonely, oh, I'll never be good enough for someone? No, because you'd have your dream relationship. What would that version of you no longer worry about? What would she no longer plan for? What plan Bs would she get rid of because it's no longer the plan? Who would you be if you already had that thing? Look at all areas of your life, all facets of your life, your self-talk, your habits, etc. Who would she be that is different from what you are and what you're doing now and what you're believing now? Step number three, you have to assume it's already yours. You have to walk, talk, and think like it's done. And that's the hardest part because people overthink it. They feel like an imposter. They feel like a phony. Stop and start thinking that you are an actor. Role play as an actress. This is how you make life fun. This is how you make the law of assumption fun. And this is how you rush in the things that you want. This is not fake positivity, okay? This is not being an imposter. This is choosing to believe over doubt. The reality is that faith and fear are both you believing something that do not exist, that are invisible. So if you're already choosing to believe something that isn't true, either doubt isn't true, fear isn't true, faith is invisible. Wouldn't you want to believe faith? Fear also doesn't exist, technically. Like you can't see it with your eyes. That's why the people who are the most delusional always get what they want, because they're not letting doubt get in the way. Do we still all get doubtful thoughts? Yes, but they persist with the faith. And think about it like this. If it feels like ridiculous to assume that something is already yours, to walk, to talk, and to think like it's already done, are you going to fall asleep if instead of going in bed and pretending like you're already asleep, you go and jump around your whole house or apartment? No, that would keep you awake. And you know that if you want to fall asleep, you're not just gonna like crash out from jumping up and down in the sky. In order for you to fall asleep, logically, you would have to go in bed, close your eyes, and pretend like you're sleeping, and then you'd fall asleep. You have to do the same thing throughout your whole life to get what you want. You have to assume like it's already done. You have to walk, talk, act, and think like what you want is already in your life. And when it feels ridiculous, think of the sleeping analogy, because it is just how life works. And number four, which is kind of like the same thing as step number three, but you really genuinely have to live in the end. Okay, excuse me. Step number three and step number four are basically the same thing, but living in the end, this is like where you're doing the actions, right? When you're doing the actions like that future version of you. So a lot of people, what they'll do is they create assumptions, and they can even like write them down. They can put it on their bathroom mirror. They can put a reminder like every day at 3 p.m. to say these affirmations and truly feel them. And these can be assumptions like, my dream clients find me daily. I'm deeply chosen and loved. Money flows to me because I expect it to. If you know that the future version of you that has this thing will go to that luxury cafe instead of the cafe downstairs where the coffee is the same price, you are going to start going to that luxury cafe, because that's what she would do. You are living in the end. You are living as if it is done. It is fun, and pretend like you're an actress. That's it. Stop making it so complicated. Think of it as role playing. Because if it's what you want, why wouldn't you role play like it's already done? You want to live in that reality, so why wouldn't you already start since now? Reminder, you are not trying to become something. You're remembering who you really are, because if you have that desire, everything is already inside of you. You're just evoking it a lot faster than everyone else would. Now, part number three, and this is really important. In my opinion, this is the most important part of the video. Part number three is beware of the pushback. This is a thing that a lot of assumption and manifestation videos will not talk about, and it is extremely important, and this is why people give up. There will always be a pushback when you are changing your paradigm, when you are changing your internal state and trying to shift to a new identity. There will be that pushback. I call it the rubber band effects, because it's like the easiest way for me to put it into, you know, an analogy. So think of a rubber band. Let's say it's like a hair tie, and let's say you stretch that rubber band, and then eventually, this is how our brain works, right? Eventually, that rubber band snaps back. And this rubber band's still kind of tight because you just stretched it out. So it is going to hurt. And it is going to really, really hurt when it snaps back onto you. But you're like, you know what? It's fine. It's a rubber band. It knows how to stretch again. So you stretch it out again. And then it snaps back. And then you stretch it. And then it snaps back. And you stretch, snap back, stretch, snap back. But eventually, as you keep stretching it and stretching it after snapping back, over time, the rubber band kind of loosens and it stays in a bigger form. It's able to hold more. Your brain works in the same exact way. When you are trying to identity shift, you are going to have that snapback usually early on, and that will be like the worst one. You're trying to identity shift, everything's going good, you're in like the honeymoon phase, you're like, oh my god, like I'm already feeling this reality, blah 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 blah, and then something snaps back, the old paradigm is trying to come back, and you are riddled with doubt and with like, oh, I can't do this, oh, I'm exactly like who I was before, and I can't really change, like I'm not capable of it. And a lot of people will take that snapback personal instead of taking it as just another facet of psychology. You have to decenter the snapback. The thing about shifting your paradigm, about changing your identity, is that the old paradigm, the old identity, will always try and come back. But when that happens, that is when you lock in even harder. You don't take it personal, okay? All you do is you acknowledge, yes, it might feel a bit bad, but you acknowledge like, oh, that's just the old paradigm trying to come back. That's just the old identity trying to fight, trying to come back. Not this time. And know that everyone goes through it. You don't take it personal. You don't think you're not good enough. You're just like, I knew you'd try to come back and I'm prepared for you. That's when you lock in your affirmations, in studying, in watching your videos, and reminding who it is that you are becoming and that you are. And you stretch that rubber band back again. And now the rubber band might snap back again. It might hurt. It might not hurt as much, but it's fine. You go, aha, old paradigm, old identity trying to come back. I'm going to stretch you out again. And you do that over and over again until you become the person who it is that you want to become, until you get that thing that you are desiring. Beware of the pushback. It will come, and it's not personal. It is just your invitation to re-lock in and lock in even harder. And finally, part number four, daily practices to lock in and to practice the law of assumption so that you can get what it is that you are desiring. Affirmations are, I feel like, the most common ones. I think they work amazing for a lot of people. Some people maybe not as much, but the key is that when you're saying the affirmations, you have to really feel what it feels of what you're saying. Like, you can't just say out loud, oh, I'm so lovable. No, you say it until you genuinely can evoke this feeling of feeling lovable inside of your body. So you can choose 1 to 3 identity-based affirmations and repeat it daily. If you want, you can put a reminder on your phone. You can write it down, put it on your bathroom wall. You can like put an alarm every day at a certain time to go in the mirror and say these things. Make it part of your routine and do it every day. But outside of affirmations, if you're not taking control of your inner conversations, you're making everything a lot harder for you and making the process a lot longer. You need to catch your self-talk and you need to speak like it's already true. You need to develop the habit of mending your thoughts. When you notice a thought in your head that doesn't align with the new identity that you're creating, the identity of the person who has this thing, it will be a bell ringer for you and you have to go and mend that thought. For example, I may have a thought like, oh, what if he cheats on me? But the highest version of myself has a loyal partner. I have to look past the 3D and I say, what if I have the most loyal partner? Or I can say, I'm so grateful that I have such a loyal, caring, and supportive partner. And I evoke these feelings inside of me of what it feels like to have a partner like that. I caught the negative self-talk and I mended it. And bonus points, I really focused on feeling that more positive thought inside of my body. Feeling it as if it already existed in my 3D world. And then maybe 5 minutes later, I get another negative thought. Ugh, I have a workout later. What if I don't have enough energy for the workout? Oh, negative thought, because the highest version of me loves working out. I say, working out is the best part of my day. I know I'm gonna have so much energy and so much fun in the gym. And I feel that and I feel it hard. And guess what? Later I end up going to the gym and I will have an amazing energy-filled workout because I simply believed it to be true. I shifted my identity. Another great tool is scripting. I think scripting is so fun and it is so powerful because you really get to feel into what you're writing, but you write in the present tense from your future self. So for example, let's say I'm writing Mia from a year from now and it's May 21st, 2026. Keep in mind it's 2025, but I'm writing as her and I'm writing about my day. I'm writing what I did, how my relationship is, how my career is, the clients that I had, the meetings I had that day, the food I ate, how I felt, my energy, blah, blah, blah. I feel it. I have fun with it. I think scripting is so much fun. So that's another tool that can help you dive in with the law of assumption. And another tool is act as if micro moments. So choosing the actions that match the version of you that already have what it is that you want. Would she go to this cafe or that cafe? Would she wear this outfit or that outfit? Would she go up to that person or would she stay shy? Would she go for a hot girl walk or would she binge watch Netflix? Would she wear lingerie tonight or would she not? You don't need to hustle harder. You need to shift your assumption. Your reality is malleable and your thoughts are the mold to that reality. Every successful person who was conscious of creating their success will say this to you. It is everywhere. You can do your own research. You will see. So clearly everyone else who quote unquote isn't successful is not doing this or not doing it properly or not doing it enough or not actively. And every person who is quote unquote successful is doing it. So wouldn't you believe them and start shifting your thoughts so you can have success in the way that you want to see in your life? Stop reinventing the wheel. Do what works and become conscious of your thoughts and how you're using them to your advantage. Because your thoughts create your belief systems and your belief systems create your reality. Practice this for just 7 days. Become an actress for just 7 days, living in the reality that you want, thinking, acting, and being in that reality that you desire, and watch how your external world will start to shift to match your internal one. You guys, this video is so fun for me to make because I'm so passionate about this. But if you achieve something using the law of assumption, using my tips, using my video, whatever, you can listen to this every single day if you want, if you need the daily reminder. But if you achieve something, whether it's super small or big, it doesn't matter, the size doesn't matter, you're still using the law of assumption to get what you want, please DM me and please let me know, give me your little story. You can send me voice memos. I don't care. My socials are down below. They're always open. So definitely feel free to DM me or comment on the video. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. And a last little bonus reminder, remember that the universe or God, they are not on a budget. You can get anything that you want. And I genuinely believe that to my core and I feel like I'm living proof. If you liked this video, make sure to like, follow, and subscribe. And if you think this will help someone else or someone else might find this interesting, please feel free to share it. Spread the love. I love you guys and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.